dogs, eager to bow. So fire up the spit, wheel in the cow. I'm in my element now. I'm toasting my virtue, the goblet is passed. 54 jesters are kissing my ass. I may be fat, but my belt has to bust before this binging can end. Feeding my their praises, they're nursing me now with their sweet empty phrases. The critics are cleaved from my peace with a mallet. No spoils are received by the king's fragile palate. Stuffing myself on the blind adulation, fed full of self, its intense mastication. The simpleton's choir has taken its place, accolades spewing from each vacant face. Now let's say grace. Toasting my virtue, the goblet is passed. 54 jesters are kissing my ass. I may be fat, but my belt has to bust before this binging can end. Feeding my ego again. The goblet is passed. 54 jesters are kissing my ass. I may be fat, but my belt has to bust before this binging can end. Feeding my ego, toasting my virtue. The goblet is passed. 54 jesters are kissing my ass. I may be fat, but my belt has to bust before this binging can end.
Cinders. I live in this one.
let's step inside. You look like Bambi when you do that with your eyes. What do you want to drink? There's vodka, wine, and beer. But I only got one glass, so you gotta sit over here.
Okay, folks. Let us redress. Let us review. You just heard a couple by Stuart Davis. Referred to by at least one person on Earth as Minnesota's strangest son. He just sang for you, Dresden. Dresden is a famous city known for its ancient Teutonic art in Germany. Dresden was also firebombed in WW2, killing more people than all the people who were killed in either Hiroshima or Nagasaki with the A-bomb. Dresden, from his Stuart Davis album. And before that was, also by Stuart Davis, Feeding My Ego, from his third album. And, of course, before that was the Beatles with Getting Better, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. This is From the Cream to the Dregs, with guest host Wren. Now, as Robert told you some 23 minutes ago, I am the regular host for both or either episodes of Mideast Madness, 3 in the afternoon every Monday, and in a couple of days, every Saturday morning at 11 a.m., 2-hour show. each of them, or nearly 2 hours. Let me alert everyone right now to the fact that in place of Uncle Dennis's Earth First update, ZF update, at 9 o'clock, I'm going to talk about, get this, folks, extraterrestrials. Just like listening to an episode of Coast to Coast AM, but we're not Coast to Coast AM. I received this independently of that commercial radio station show. So wake up the fam, plug the kids with coffee, call your friends, hold steak and pizza parties, for at 9 a.m., we're going into outer space. And I hope the email that I sent out to some 40 of my cohorts will bear some fruit as well. That's in 25 minutes at 9 o'clock. Let's have some Buffalo Springfield now, if you please.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why. Deep within her heart, you see. She knows all I cry. Sits aloft at perch, strangest color blue, lying is forgotten now, things only of you, just you, oh. So get all those blues, must be a thousand hues, and each just differently used, you just know. You sit there mesmerized by the depth of her eyes, if you can
somehow I made it through. I'm just an intern, I still make a mistake or two. I was last in my class, barely passed at the institute. Now I'm trying to avoid, yeah, I'm trying to avoid a malpractice suit. Hey, like a surgeon cutting for the very first time, like a surgeon, organ transplants are my line. Better give me all your gauze, nurse, this patient's fading fast. Complications have set in, don't know how long he'll last. Let me see. Retractors.
Yeah. gas station of love, and I have to use the self-service pumps. Oh, so honey, let me help you with that suitcase. You ain't gonna break my heart in two, 'cause I'd rather get 100,000 paper cuts on my face than spend one more minute with you. I'd rather rip out my intestines with a fork than watch you going out with other men. I'd rather slam my fingers in a door again and again and again and again and again. Oh, can't you see what I'm trying to say, darling? I'd rather have my blood sucked out by leeches. Shove an ice pick under a toenail or two. I'd rather clean all the bathrooms in Grand Central Station with my tongue than spend one more minute with you. Yes, I'd rather jump naked on a huge pile of thumbtacks or stick my nostrils together with crazy glue. I'd rather dive into a swimming pool filled with double-edged razor blades than spend one more minute with you. Rip my heart right out of my ribcage with my bare hands and then throw it on the floor and stomp on it till I die. Then spend one more minute with you.
And that, of course, is a much-loved and probably very old by now, Weird Al Yankovic's. Yes, I do believe he's related to the great Frankie Yankovic's. His son, I think. I mean, Weird Al would be the son of. I could be completely wrong, but the thing about Weird Al is he loves to do these musical collages of polkas on every other album that he puts out. And, yeah, he's got hooked on polkas here. But no, I will spare you that and instead treat you to some real, more classically and ethnically oriented accordion music in a bit here. Let me just say that was One More Minute, preceded by Like a Surgeon from Weird Al's Dare to Be Stupid album, 1985. Oh my God, this stuff is old. 28 years ago, 1985, Volcano Entertainment. Before that was something even older. It goes back to 67. Well, I am a child of the 60s. Very proud and happy to say that. Far more liberal now than I was back then, though. Buffalo Springfield, Rock and Roll Woman. That was preceded by Bluebird on the Buffalo Springfield Again album. Atco Records, Division of Atlantic Recording Corporation. That would be 1967 again. Okay, as I was saying, many of you, when you even hear the word accordion, let alone hear the sound of one, you probably have that probably not so famous bumper sticker going through your head. Play an accordion, go to jail. But I'm telling you, it's far more than polkas. This is real widespread. The accordion has gone through, has evolved through many stages, and of course, throughout Europe. But it probably, my guess is it comes to the Europeans by way of someplace farther east, like Persia, ancient Persia, now known as Iran. And, oh, by the way, I want to give people an opportunity to call, make requests, tell me to can it. More music, less talk. More talk, less music, whatever. We got two lines direct to the studio here. You will go directly onto the air. There's no screening. I'm by myself. Line number one is area code 831-427-3772. Again, line one is 427-3772. And line number dose, see how cultured I am, is 469-3119. That's 469-3119. Phones are set up. The old-fashioned handsets are on the hooks. So you know the lines are open and available. A couple of real accordion pieces here. This one's from Spain. Not terribly surprising. Bolero. The artist is Enrique Ugarte. Bolero, of course, was written by M. Ravel. And here we go with that. Thank you. Now, of course, Bolero is, loosely speaking, a classic piece. Ravel is one of the more relatively recent artists, composers, and I have a feeling a lot of accordionists like to play Bolero on their accordion. Now, we're going to Bulgaria this time for some real Bulgarian, probably folk-style accordion playing. Again, this is not polka. This is not your everyday polka-style playing, Mr. Jones. Milan Slavov, Suite, composed by Milan Slavov. And this piece is about half the length of the last one. Suite.
Thank you.
And no, my friends, that is not accordion music. That very last piece you heard is music from Indonesia, or the East Indies, as we in the West more comfortably like to refer to it, specifically from the island of Bali. Now, Bali, probably of all the thousands, literally thousands of islands in the Indonesian archipelago, probably has the greatest recognition to us Americans, because probably because of their resorts. And rather pro-Western economy there, which is why it was bombed at least once in the last 10 or 20 years by probably, I'm sure they were Islamic terrorists, considering the great majority of Indonesians are Muslim. So it goes. Non-judgmental comment there. But yes, the entire album is gamelan and kecek music from Bali, recorded in Bali by David Lewiston. Specifically, that was the Genggong Duet, or Sekar San. I guess it was the Genggong Duet performed by Sekar Sungsang. But the three pieces before that, of course, were accordion. I decided to let a third one go by to kill a couple of minutes. The very last piece of accordion music you heard was from Finland. That was a polska, specifically, or Polastin Polska. The piece before that was Milan Slavov's work and performance from Bulgaria. And, of course, we started the accordion suite with something from Spain, Enrique Ugarte's rendition of Bolero. All right, my friends. Time for the thing that I like to do most, particularly on the Mideast Madness programs that I do on Free Radio Santa Cruz. Readings. Tonight's reading is not about the Middle East. It's not about Palestinians, Jews, Israelis, Muslims, or any of those guys. Believe it or not, there are other things that are actually more important than the Israeli-Arab conflict. Namely, are we alone? Are we not alone? Now, this entire reading centers around Stephen Greer, medical doctor. He made his name, at least in the latter part of his doctoring years, as an emergency room physician in North Carolina. Dr. Stephen Greer Well, I'll just do the bio on Dr. Stephen M. Greer, MD. He is founder of the Disclosure Project, the Center for the Study of Extraterrestrial Intelligence, or CSETI, not to be confused with the original SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. I imagine he put some thought into deciding to call this by a different name, one letter off from SETI. This is CSETI, the Center for the Study of Extraterrestrial Intelligence. He's also the founder of the Orion Project and Sirius, that's SIRIUS, Technology Advanced Research Limited Liability Corporation. Father of the disclosure movement, Dr. Greer presided over the groundbreaking National Press Club disclosure event in May of 2001. Over 20 military, government, intelligence, and corporate witnesses presented compelling testimony regarding the existence of extraterrestrial life forms visiting the planet and the reverse engineering of the energy and propulsion systems of these craft. Over 1 billion people heard the press conference through the original webcast and on subsequent media coverage on BBC, CNN, CNN Worldwide, The Voice of America, Pravda in Russia, Chinese media and media outlets throughout Latin America. The webcast had 250,000 people waiting online. The largest webcast in the history of the National Press Club at that time. It's no small potatoes then, folks. We're talking about the National Press Club. I mean, I've heard broadcasts of so many of these on national public radio for a number of years when I was living in the Midwest, namely in Minnesota. And the largest webcast in the history of the National Press Club at that time, and of course this would be May of 2001. Continuing, he has worked for 17 years to bring together the scientists, inventors, and leaders in society to advance new clean technology energy systems. He is considered one of the world's foremost authorities on the strategic process of transforming our carbon-based civilization to a long-term sustainable civilization using innovative sciences and technology. A lifetime member of Alpha Omega Alpha, the nation's most prestigious medical honor society, Dr. Greer has now retired as an emergency physician to work on these projects. He is the author of 4 insightful books and multiple DVDs, digital video discs, like you watch your movies on from Netflix and such, on the unidentified flying object and extraterrestrial or UFO/ET subject. He teaches groups throughout the world how to make peaceful contact with extraterrestrial civilizations and continues to research bringing truly alternative energy sources out to the public. Dr. Greer has studied the Sanskrit Vedas, or Vedas, extensively and has been teaching mantra meditation for over 30 years. Dr. Greer has been seen and heard by millions worldwide on CBS, the BBC, the Discovery Channel, the History Channel, the Ancient Aliens series on TV, Thrive, and through many news outlets worldwide, including the aforementioned Coast to Coast AM late night radio show. He is currently working on a documentary, Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S, which will be available spring 2013. Well, here we are getting into, now we're in late summer 2013. I believe I have seen a couple of dispatches proclaiming its availability, the Sirius documentary. His message is one of hope that these energy systems can soon be available worldwide. His goal is to assist in the creation of a sustainable, peaceful civilization on Earth that is both high-tech and in harmony with the environment. I'm going to read a few more about us type of informative statements, and then we'll get to cosmic deception, let the citizen beware. Multiple projects have come together under the heading of the SiriusDisclosure.com website. Our aims are undeniably lofty. We are interested in the development of a peaceful relationship with extraterrestrial intelligence, or ETI, which has been visiting planet Earth for decades, if not centuries. Part of the reason the ETI presence has been kept secret is that one of the first questions would be, how are they getting here? They are not using fossil fuels. It is through zero-point or quantum vacuum energy generation systems. And it is those energy systems we want to develop and bring out to the general public so that we may have a world of pollution-free, sustainable abundance. If you want to know more about the human-ET relationship, please visit the CE5 initiative page and browse Dr. Greer's papers. Now, as you can imagine, I'm reading from a sentence which includes links, you know, the underlying thingies here. Just if you want to Google something, first go to Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S, or Dr. Greer, Dr. Stephen Greer, or both, Sirius, Dr. Stephen Greer, and then specifically look for CE-5 Initiative. CE-5 Initiative, and from there you can look up Dr. Greer's papers. If you want to know more about new energy, go to www.theorionproject.org. Okay, folks, here it is. Serious disclosure. With the proviso here, please post and circulate widely. August 31, 2013. Again, this is taken from SiriusDisclosure.com, entitled Cosmic Deception, Let the Citizen Beware. These are some excerpts from a compelling paper by Dr. Stephen Greer. Just remember, these are excerpts with the occasional dot, dot, dots in parentheses. I'm not going to point all those out to you. This is one big excerpt. The testimony of hundreds of government, military, and corporate insiders has established this, that unidentified flying objects, UFOs, are real. That some are built by our secret, quote-unquote, black, shadowy government projects, and some are from extraterrestrial civilizations. And that a group has kept this secret so that the technology behind the UFO can be withheld until the right time. This technology can and eventually will replace the need for oil, gas, coal, ionizing nuclear power, and other centralized and highly destructive energy systems. This $5 trillion industry, that's $5 trillion with a T, dollar industry, energy and transportation, is currently highly centralized, metered, and lucrative. It is not about money, as you and I think of it, but about geopolitical power, the very centralized power on which the current order in the world runs. The world is kept in a state of roiling wars, endless poverty for most of Earth's denizens, and global environmental ruin just to prop up this evil world order. As immense as that game is, there is a bigger one: control through fear. As Wernher von Braun related to Dr. Carol Rosen, his spokesperson for the last 4 years of his life, a maniacal machine, the military, industrial, intelligence, laboratory complex, would go from Cold War to rogue nations to global terrorism, which is the stage we find ourselves at today, the global terrorism stage, to the ultimate trump card, a hoaxed threat from space. Are you listening, folks? Pay close attention. You don't hear about this stuff in your Santa Cruz Sentinel or even in the New York Times, at least not very often. Not very sincerely. Okay, continuing with this paper by Dr. Stephen Greer, Cosmic Deception, Let the Citizen Beware. To justify eventually spending trillions of dollars on space weapons, the world would be deceived about a threat from outer space, thus uniting the world in fear, in militarism, and in war. Think asteroids, my friends. I inserted that part in here, continuing with the article. Since 1992, I, Dr. Greer, have seen this script unveiled to me by at least a dozen well-placed insiders. Dr. Rosen gave her testimony to the Disclosure Project before 9/11, which, of course, was in the year 2001. And yet others told me explicitly that things that looked like UFOs, but that are built and under the control of deeply secretive black projects, were being used to simulate, or hoax, E.T. appearing events, including some abductions and cattle mutilations, to sow the early seeds of cultural fear regarding life in outer space. And that at some point after global terrorism, events would unfold that would utilize the now revealed alien reproduction vehicles, ARVs, or reversed engineered UFOs made by humans by studying actual ET craft. See the book Disclosure by the same author, Dr. Greer. To hoax an attack on Earth. I'm going to read... Let me read that whole paragraph again. Pay close attention now. I just want everyone to hear and understand what he's talking about and where he's coming from. Since 1992, I have seen this script unveiled to me by at least a dozen well-placed insiders. Dr. Carol Rosen gave her testimony to the Disclosure Project before 9/11. And yet others told me explicitly that things that looked like UFOs, but that are built and under the control of deeply secretive black projects were being used to simulate, hoax, extraterrestrial appearing events, including some abductions and cattle mutilations, to sow the early seeds of cultural fear regarding life in outer space. And that at some point after global terrorism, the global terrorism stage of events on Earth today, events would unfold that would utilize the now revealed alien reproduction vehicles, ARVs, or reversed engineered UFOs made by humans by studying actual ET craft. See the book Disclosure by the same author. To hoax an attack on Earth. The report from Iron Mountain, New York, written in the 1960s, described the need to demonize life in outer space so we could have a new enemy. An enemy off-planet that could unite humans in fear and in war, and that would prove to be the ultimate prop for the trillion-dollar military-industrial complex that conservative Republican president and five-star general Eisenhower, Dwight D. Eisenhower, warned us about in 1961. No one was listening then either, he adds. After a period of terrorism, a period during which the detonation of nuclear devices will be threatened and possibly actuated, thus justifying expanding the weaponization of space, an effort will ramp up to present the public with information about a threat from outer space. Not just asteroids hitting the Earth, but other threats, an extraterrestrial threat. Okay. Over the past 40 years, ufology, as it is called, combined with a mighty media machine, has increasingly demonized ETs via fearsome movies like Independence Day and pseudoscience that presents alien kidnappings and abuse as a fact in some circles of modern life. That some humans have had contact with ETs, I have no doubt. That the real ET contact has been subsumed in an ocean of hoax accounts, I am certain. I wonder how he could be both of those. I mean, how could he be... Oh, okay. Never mind. Continuing. That is, Real ET events are seldom reported out to the public. The machine ensures that the hoaxed, frightening, and intrinsically xenophobic accounts are the ones seen and read by millions. This mental conditioning to fear ET has been subtly reinforced for decades in preparation for future deceptions. Deceptions that will make 9/11 look trivial. I'm with you, folks. Stand by. Okay. To be clear, the maniacal covert programs controlling UFO secrecy, ARVs, and related technologies, including those technologies that can simulate ET events, ET abductions, and the like, plan to hijack disclosure. With a capital D. He's referring to his, Dr. Greer's own disclosure project. Plan to hijack disclosure, spin it into the fire of fear, and roll out events that will eventually present ETs as a new enemy. Do not be deceived. By commingling fact with fiction and by hoaxing UFO events that can look terrifying, the plan is to eventually create a new, sustainable, off-planet enemy. And who will be the wiser? You will. Because now you know that after 60 years, trillions of dollars, and the best scientific minds in the world pressed into action, a secretive, shadowy group, a government within the government, and at once fully outside the government as we know it, has mastered the technologies, the art of deception, and the capability to launch an attack on Earth and make it look like ETs did it. In 1997, I brought a man to Washington to brief members of Congress and others about this plan. Our entire team at the time met this man. He had been present at planning sessions when ARVs, things built by Lockheed Northrop et al., and housed in secretive locations around the world, would be used to simulate an attack on certain assets, making leaders and citizens alike believe that there was a threat from space when there is none. And parenthetically, he writes, before he could testify, his handlers spirited him away to a secret location in Virginia until the briefing was over. Space-based weapons are already in place, part of a secret parallel space program that has been operating since the 1960s. A secret parallel space program since the 1960s. ARVs, once again, ARVs refers to the exact alien reproduction vehicles. Reversed engineered UFOs made by humans by studying actual extraterrestrial craft. ARVs are built and ready to go. See the book disclosure in the chapter with the testimony of Mark McClandish et al. Space holographic deception technologies are in place, tested, and ready to fire. But know this. If there was a threat from outer space, we would have known about it as soon as humans started exploding nuclear weapons and going into space with manned travel. That we are still breathing the free air of Earth, given the galactically stupid and reckless actions of an out-of-control, illegal, secret group, is abundant testimony to the restraint and peaceful intentions of these visitors. The real ETs. The threat is wholly human. And it is we who must address this threat. And it is we who must address this threat, rein it in, and transform the current situation of war, destruction, and secret manipulation to one of true disclosure and an era of sustained peace. And just for the heck of it, I'm going to read that entire paragraph again. But know this. If there was a threat from outer space, we would have known about it as soon as humans started exploding nuclear weapons and going into space with manned travel. That we are still breathing the free air of Earth, given the galactically stupid and reckless actions of an out-of-control, illegal, secret group, is abundant testimony to the restraint and peaceful intentions of these visitors. The threat is wholly human, and it is we who must address this threat, rein it in, and transform the current situation of war, destruction, and secret manipulation to one of true disclosure and an era of sustained peace. Final paragraph in emboldened maroon red. War in space to replace war on Earth is not evolution, but cosmic madness. A world thus united in fear is worse than one divided by ignorance. It is now time for the great leap into the future. A leap that moves us out of fear and ignorance and into an unbroken era of universal peace. Know that this is our destiny. And it will be ours just as soon as we choose it. Stephen M. Greer, M.D. And if you go to the Sirius website, or to the perhaps to the Disclosure Project website, you may listen to the compelling testimony, the entire testimony, not just the abridged version I read to you, from the Disclosure Project 2001 National Press Club event. It is as compelling now as it was then, when it was the most watched event on the internet. At its time, most watched event on the internet anyway. He says here at the close of this speech, whereas earlier I thought I read that it was the most, they specify on the internet, most watched on the internet. I thought it said most watched on TV or through the media in my introductory words. At any rate, the key references are Sirius Disclosure, that's Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S, disclosure.com. There is also the OrionProject.org, dealing specifically about alternative or new energy. OrionProject.org. I might have said com. It's the OrionProject.org. And Orion, of course, is spelled O-R-I-O-N, the OrionProject.org. And don't forget, if you want to know more about the human-ET relationship, please visit the C5 Initiative page on one of those two websites and browse Dr. Greer's papers. A very fascinating man. I've been aware of him for, at least 10 years. I've heard most of the original May 2001 National Press Club event, which featured, following Dr. Greer's words, the testimony of several lined-up witnesses. That was really wild, fascinating. You know, and for those who are still quite reluctant to accept this, still dubious, still unwilling or unready to face the reality of this, it's getting to the point now. Well, look at it this way. In the old days, people were cited as either children or childish or just plain nuts or very badly mistaken, if not outright stupid, for seeing flying saucers, not of this Earth spaceships, or aliens, loonies. But the main thing, I think, is it's gotten to the point now where, as some people would put it, they're all coming out of the woodwork. I don't think all these people are nuts. I don't think they're all some form of copycat storytellers. There is indeed, I mean, there is a science to recognizing the thread of consistency through people's stories that ultimately can only be accounted for by recognizing it as the truth. There are just so many countless renditions of sighting spacecraft or close encounters of the first kind, having some kind of contact with them, close encounters of the second kind, more mutual conflict, CE3 and CE4. And, of course, now here we have Dr. Greer talking about CE5, close encounters of the fifth kind, or at least the initiative of that. Dr. Greer does like to, he has founded a number of serious community events, particularly at the Joshua Tree Monument in Southern Cal, down in Southern California, where people get together, and he not only has presentations for them about his handle on this whole subject, but apparently, as the stories go, they make contact with ETs in the course of these events. So at least go to the websites before throwing it all to the side. Personally, I believe the majority of us, and this actually is based on many polls throughout many years now, most Americans believe, I don't have the polls in front of me, but putting it very broadly, most Americans, a majority of Americans, more than 50% believe that the government, the United States government, is hiding from its own public, its own citizenry, the truth about extraterrestrial life and about unidentified flying, hovering, zipping, flying objects. Most people, more than 50%, believe that intelligent forms of life, which originated outside of the Earth, have and do visit this planet. So here you have a public which is, at least according to the polls, ready to engage the subject. They're not a bunch of naive suckers. But keep in mind, a great, apparently, large percentage of the peoples who responded to these polls, these surveys, these questionnaires nationwide, have themselves had a CE 1, 2, or 3, if not 4 and 5. That's my talky presentation. Wren likes to talk. And if you've been listening to my Mideast Madness shows, you know that for a fact. Please consider tuning in every Monday at 3 p.m. to 4:55 for Mideast Madness. Also, the weekend edition of Mideast Madness at 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturdays. You have a Monday afternoon show and a late Saturday morning show. I really am interested in other things besides the Middle East and a bunch of Arabs and a bunch of Israelis. No insult intended. My tongue is more or less slightly in my cheek as I speak. Okay, folks. Give me a call at area code 831-427-3772. Line 2 is 469-3119. Back to Bali, the island of Bali in Indonesia, for the intermittently famous Kecek. Sikaha Gandhasari Abona Ketchik. Especially considering what appears to be a lot of dead air, near dead air, I may as well read the blurb that comes with this. With Ketchik, also known as the Ramayana Monkey Chant. I'm going to leave the volume up so we won't miss any of it. Here's what this is about. The Ketchik is uniquely Balinese. The rhythmic interlocking of check, 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 chanted by a large group of male voices, originated as the accompaniment to the Sanyang, an ancient trance dance. The Ketchik came into existence in the 1930s when a famous Baris dancer named Limbeck was encouraged by the German painter, musician, and ethnologist Walter Spies, who played an active role in the island's cultural life at that time, 1930s, encouraged to adapt this traditional musical form within a new context, a performance of the classic Ramayana story, where the monkey hordes led by Hanuman come to the aid of King Rama in his battle with the evil King Ravana. The 80 members of the Sekaha Bandasari are heard in this Ketchup performance. About coming back down to earth, folks. There's earth for you. Real ethnic music making. Yes, sirree.
wish I could sing it to you. Oh, oh. Say when I kiss you, I feel a thousand different feelings, a color of chills all over my body. Come on.
And that, of course, was Chicago. The band Chicago, going back, well, actually, this particular album is Chicago number 9, Chicago IX, greatest hits. Released in 2005. I take it for granted it's not the only greatest hits album. I mean, these guys go back to at least as far as 1972. Rhino Entertainment Company. Prepare to be blown away again. That was Chicago, and this is something else.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the Monkees, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We go wherever we want to, do what we like to do. We don't have time to get restless. There's always something new. Hey, hey, we're the Monkees, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down. Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest. Everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the Monkees, and people say we're monkeying around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. Just trying to be friendly, come and watch us sing and play. We're the young generation, and we've got something to say.
Two versions of a familiar theme.
Okay, here we go. This is 1C.
It was Mike, and it was flat there.
Yeah, it was Mike. Flat there.
Just a little bit happy.
Finally won me happiness that's all rolled up in you.
And now with you as inspiration, I look toward a destination sunny, bright, that once before was blue. I have no more than I did before, but now I've got all that I need. For I love you and I know you love me. So take my hand, I'll start my journey, free from all the helpless worry that besets a man when he's alone. More strength is mine when we're together, and with you I know I'll never have to pass the high road for the low. I have no more than I did before, but now I've got all that I need. For I love you and I know you love me.
Play Magic Finger. Yee-haw! Oh, kick it, Luther.
Thirsty?
No, I want to see if my neck links. I buy a raccoon, but John already has one.
$35.
I'm gonna buy me a dog.
Dog.
A dog. Mm.
Yeah.
Cause I need a friend now.
Yeah, yeah.
Boop, boop, shabop, bop, ram-a-lam. I'm gonna buy me a dog. What, my girl? My girl don't let me know how.
Now,
brown cow. I think. think I'm going to buy me a dog. Yes, sir. I'm going to buy me a dog. If I was looking for a word to describe what I'm going to buy, I think dog would be the word. It would be dog. That would come springing from my lips. Dog. It would be springing from my...
Can you turn it up, please? Can somebody open the door and let us out? They're coming to take us away.
Yeah, well. Yes, that was the Monkees. For you kids out there, not that it makes that much of a difference. The Monkees were a contrived band of four American lads, actually. Three Americans and one Englishman who died at age 66 just a couple of years ago, Davy Jones, the first of this particular Fab Four to go. The Monkees were contrived, put together for someone's idea of a hit TV show, and I suppose it was for the first year or so, and then the shows got so lame and samey and ridiculous, as though the first ones weren't. Well, you were talking about the 19... Let's see. This was thrown together in 2006. But, of course, the music goes way back to whenever the show aired. Late 60s. Or at least 1970, maybe. You heard, in chronological order, two versions of the opening credits theme from the Monkees. The first and then the second recorded version. I cut them both short. I was feeling a little too silly myself. Then we went into The Kind of Girl I Could Love, the alternate mix for that song. I love stuff sung and at least occasionally written by Mike Nesmith. Papa Jean's Blues, another Nesmith. And Gonna Buy Me a Dog. I started playing the backing track until I realized it was a backing track with no vocal for Gonna Buy Me a Dog, and then I played I'm Gonna Buy Me a Dog. Okay, no more Monkees for the rest of the night, I promise. And Uncle Dennis, thank God, will be back here next Thursday. There's only two of you out there listening right now, so the cheers wouldn't be that loud anyway. Quite sure. Who can turn down a little Antonio Vivaldi, The Four Seasons? This particular arrangement, it's funny that the cover of the album says no strings attached, 100% fiddle free, nutrition facts. Serving size, Four Seasons. Total fiddle, 0%. Saturated fiddle, 0%. Total strings, violins, violas, cellos, all 000. 100% daily value of pure pleasure. Ingredients, recorders, sopranino, soprano, alto, voice, flute, tenor, bassette, bass, and contrabass. Serving suggestions, track one, Spring Allegro, track three, Spring Pastoral Dance. Okay. Spring. Thank you. Once again, that was the very famous composition by Antonio Vivaldi, 1678 to 1741. The Allegro, let's see here, specifically we're talking his La Primavera, or Spring in E Major, Opus 8, number 1, RV, I guess that's revision maybe, 269, the track Allegro, and the track Danza Pastoral, Pastoral Dance Allegro. All recorders, no strings, no fiddle. Not much happening out there. You know, it's understandable if there's not a whole lot of people listening to me right now. I for no other reason, considering we, at the moment, are not broadcasting over a traditional radio antenna, like over the airwaves, like, because our antenna, although it's in perfect working condition, is not in use because we recently lost the plot of land that we had where it was erected from a decently high elevation. We don't have that land anymore, so we at the moment, this Thursday, September 5, 2013, at 10:18 p.m., are only broadcasting as a web-only service, World Wide Web, internet radio service. So no one is hearing us on the radio. But this show is being recorded. And if I succeed in downloading the show into my archive, which appears on radioforall.net, under the Mideast Madness show, or we might have it just as a folder here. We will have it in one of our local folders to play for you again once we are up and running on the radio, and not just on the internet radio. So I'm going to give you the full 3 hours today. I cut out kind of early by a whole hour last week. I'm not the regular guy. Uncle Dennis will return next week for his regular rendition of From the Cream to the Dregs. You see, I can't even say the name of the show very successfully. From the Cream to the Dregs. Tongue-in-cheek there. He's been doing this for so many years. And, of course, his EF update every Thursday night at 9 p.m., where he talks about the other thing, which is ultimately far more important than the Middle East crisis, the environment, ecology, the natural world, and how we humans interface with it. That will return next week, 8 to 11 p.m. on Free Radio Santa Cruz, streaming live at freakradio.org. How about a little a cappella ballad in the Southern Mountain tradition? Just picking up my headphones here. I don't even use the damn things. They just get in the way on the spot. Let me see. Blackjack Davy from the album Pretty Bird, Carol Pounder.
Blackjack Davy came a-riding by, whistling oh so merrily. He made the woods all around him ring, and he won the heart of a lady. And he won the heart of a lady. Come go with me, my pretty little miss. Come go with me, my honey. I swear by the beard upon my chin that you will not lack for money. You'll never lack for money. Take off your high-heel boots. They're made of Spanish leather. Put on your low-heel brogues and we'll ride off together. We'll both ride off together. That night her husband, he came home looking for his lady. Her maid, she spoke before she thought, she's gone with Black Jack Davy. She's a rode with Black Jack Davy. Well, saddle me up my coal black stud, he's speedier than the grays. I've rode all day and I'll ride all night, but I'll go find my lady. Yes, I'll bring back my lady. Well, he rode all night in the broad daylight. He came to the river a-raging. And there he spied his darling bride in the arms of Black Jack Davy. In the arms of Black Jack Davy. Would you forsake your house and home? Would you forsake your babies? Would you forsake your wedded love to go with Black Jack Davy, to ride with Black Jack Davy? Well, I have forsaken my house and home, and I've forsook my babies. And now forsake my wedded love, for I love Black Jack Davy. Yes, I love Black Jack Davy. Last night I slept on a warm feather bed between my husband and babies. Tonight I sleep on the cold, cold ground in the arms of Black Jack Davy. In the arms of Black Jack Davy. Fly away, little pretty bird. And pretty you cannot make you no promise. For love is such a delicate thing. Oh, fly away, little pretty bird, for he'd only clip your wings. Fly far beyond the dark mountains to where you'll be free evermore. Where the cold winter winds don't blow. Again,
that was Carole Pounder. Over 80 years ago, folk song collector Cecil Sharp traveled into the Appalachian Mountains to collect old ballads. He was astounded at what he found. "I found myself in a society where singing was as common as talking," he wrote. The ballads and lyrics he heard formed the taproots of modern folk country and bluegrass. But unlike the later musics, these original ballads were sung unaccompanied, just the voice and the song. Today, this haunting tradition has almost died out, except for a few dedicated artists who can appreciate its beauty and rise to its challenge. Carole Pounder is such an artist. For years, she has won fans by performing such singing in plays and informally. Here, finally, she has committed some of it to an album. In addition to doing wonderful versions of the old Appalachian ballads, she extends the technique to cover new works by Dave Olney and Hazel Dickens, among others. The result is a unique and powerful listening experience. Charles Wolfe, June 1998. And this is a 1998 album, Cove Struck Music, Nashville, Tennessee. Carole Pounder's Pretty Bird. Pretty Bird was the title of the second one you heard, and the first one was Black Jack Davy. Now, I've got two CDs in the players, and I don't even know what they are. Oh, here's the Vivaldi. Shame on me. I didn't put it back in its thing. Here's Carole. Pretty Bird. Well, what would you like to hear, folks? In the remaining time, you can still call. It's only 10:30 p.m. this September 5th, 2013. Give us a call, area code 831-427-3772. Line 2 is 469-3119. I hope you can get in with all the busy dinging telephone bells here. Or buzzers. Call in and we'll talk about it. Whatever it is, we'll talk about. Rockin' and Rhythm is the name of this next album. Rocking and Rhythm, of course, we're talking about American jazz music. Although I suspect this has to do with swing dancing. The weird thing is, this is the Air Combat Command ACC Heritage of America Band, Langley Air Force Base, Virginia. Whoop-de-doo. This compact disc is approved by the Department of the Air Force for use in public service broadcasting, recruiting, educational activities, troop morale, and retention. This compact disc is not for sale and is to be used only within the scope of these departments of the Air Force activities. It's a sample anyway, so are they going to descend upon me and arrest me? I think not. Okay. Rockin' and Rhythm, Ellington, as in Duke Ellington. It's the trio, Ellington Mills Carney, 1931. Transcription by Berger. Rockin' and Rhythm.
Jeez. Come on, plus 10. There we go.
I figured it out. Thank you. And again, that was two items from the Rockin' in Rhythm album produced by the Air Combat Command Heritage of America Band Jazz Ensemble, Langley Air Force Base, Virginia. You just heard the Creole Love Call, written by Duke Ellington, 1927. Before that was Rockin' in Rhythm by the trio Ellington, Mills, Kearney, 1931. This is From the Cream to the Dregs, Ren to Wheels version. Don't forget to knock me up every 3 p.m. every Monday at 3 p.m. for the Mideast Madness show. There's also the weekend version of said Mideast Madness show starting at 11 in the morning every Saturday. If you think you're not interested in that subject matter, knock me up anyway at one of those 2 days, those respective times. The American Saxophone Quartet. I challenge anyone to find a copy of this anywhere. American Saxophone Quartet. Albert Regney, David Dempsey, David Carroll, and Lino Gomez, respectively. Soprano, alto, tenor, and baritone saxophones. Recorded May 10, 11, 1998. In New Jersey. What would you like to hear? How about Quartet for Saxophones, Perpetuo Modo Interrotto. Let's see, that would be track 6. Sounds fascinating. Thank you. I found the volume slider. The last piece of music you heard was the American Saxophone Quartet. Whoa. I actually have a cassette pearl, a jewel box here that's full of dust, unless I picked it up in the player. Spanning the River, the American Saxophone Quartet. Going back to 1999. Sons of Sound Productions Limited. Here's Stuart Davis, his very first record album, if you don't include the cassette tape that he produced, and it's probably impossible to get a copy of now these days. Here's Stuart Davis, album number one, opus one, for all intents and purposes, Idiot Express.
Trust.
Take two, Idiot Express.
Trust, commitment, rejection, disillusion. These are the pie crust my brain has been baked in. One, two.
I'm supposedly a learned man from the school of higher thought. So I pawned off my integrity and look at what I've bought. A ticket for a single seat on a train that won't progress. But I'm just one of many guests on the Idiot Express. I'm seated next to Alice, whose life has been obscene. Domestic death is what she left by the station's pop machine. She earned herself a scholarship for total lack of depth, but the committee was impressed on the Idiot Express. Malcontents and martyrs navigate the rails. Their inherent sense to trust pretense guides and never fails. We're all somebody's pieces in this twisted game of chess, but that's not something we address on the Idiot Express. I applied with highest hopes that I'd pass their standard test. Are you stupid and naive, they asked, and to that I acquiesced. They were satisfied and I got a ride on the Idiot Express. So I'll ride through life with Alice, sedated in our bliss. Pathetic, paranoid, and proud, we're thankful to subsist. She spills her juice at dinner, and I drool on my vest. But we're happy more or less on the Idiot Express. All aboard, all aboard, all aboard. Causes cancer and lust causes sin. Fashion causes people to fail to fit in. Sex causes babies and sleep causes dreams. And chicks cause confusion and low self-esteem. Six causes seven and life causes death. Smoke causes asthma and shortness of breath. Air causes bubbles and leaders cause war. The truth about after is it causes before. I feel so confused, I guess everybody does. But there isn't any reason, it's all just because. Causes hate, burgers cause fries, a million dead Iraqis causes national pride, bureaucrats cause poverty and clams cause pearls, and humans cause extinction in the animal world. Beauty causes envy and money causes greed, and nature causes everyone to want what they don't need. Deforestation causes deserts to occur, and vanity causes the murder of small animals so you can wear their fur. We also try to change it, but nobody does, and there isn't any reason, it's all just because. Cause education, children causes joy, and history causes knowledge that none of us employ. Our culture causes apathy, and vineyards cause grapes. Our country's intervention causes nations to be raped. We all could make a difference, but nobody does, and there isn't any reason, it's all just because. Yeah, we all could make a difference, but nobody does, and there isn't any reason, it's all just because.
Inside me can't leave here until I've said to some children what's long overdue. I'm sorry for all of the suffering you knew. Words were our weapons and pain was our tool, and for no certain reasons we treated you cruel. And I guess that I seek your forgiveness because I'm still so ashamed of the boy that I was. The younger the mind, the weaker the will. I kept searching my peers for a space I could fill. I did what they wanted, took part in their sins. It's frightening what children will do to fit in. But now we're all older, with kids of our own, and they say names can't hurt them like sticks or like stones. If I only could teach them compassion and truth, 'cause words hurt the worst in the years of your youth. The hallways are empty, the playground is still, but the schoolboy inside me can't leave here until said to some children what's long overdue. I'm sorry for all of the suffering you knew.
On rejection, hungry for the sting. Hate, no corruption in the federal state. The patriots are drooling pride. They're on the just and righteous side. The water's clean, the air is pure. The pension plans are still secure. DC's got our best at heart. And Dan Quayle's got a new golf cart. And I finally realized how sick it is to slam someone as beautiful as honest Uncle Sam. And there's food on every family's plate in the free United States. And justice found the perfect mate in the free United States. White House won't forget the Kurds. There's more to Bush than prudent words. 1,000 points of light are back to guide the children in Iraq. No oil is spilled on virgin shores. No senators solicit whores. You got no place to call your own. You can stay in Bosch with summer home. It doesn't smell when we fecate in the free United States.
This is Free Radio Santa Cruz.
And there is no jobless rate.
Streaming live at
in the free United States.
Freakradio.org. Click on the red oval atop the radiate, the radio transmitter tower, to link to our free streaming service. Again, this is Free Radio Santa Cruz. I'm Ren Tawil. Thanks for listening to tonight's From the Cream to the Dregs. Uncle Dennis will be back next week. It's 11.02 p.m., September 5, 2013. This is Ren saying good night.
In the free United States.
Puppet office figurehead, hungry people never fed, AIDS, crack, date, rape, Washington red tape, incest, loopholes, bribe, judge, quick parole, fiscal debt, broken home, Marion Barry, real stone, sex scandal, air pollution, just say no, bad solution, Hubble space, aberration, never was a greater nation, punch the money in your fist, live like ethnocentricists, grun, Seth's pool, party squad, cars always tardy, blue collar suicide, General Motors workers' pride, desert storm, loyal praise, CEOs, bigger raise, education funds are cut, Sharpton is a zealot nut, lower class, bloody hands, living in the promised land. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty.
Not many people will tell you this.